In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The best of creation, beloved of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama has said the summary of the beautiful ahadith in Mubarakah that the one who recites the most durood upon me in this world will be closest to me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Who doesn't want to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everybody wants to be close. Every saint, aqil, mashallah, baligh, Muslim, every individual who has intellect, every individual who has understanding of the religion, every individual who is a Muslim, who is a Sunni, he wants to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understands that on the day of judgment, that it is the most difficult of days. Everybody will be running away from each other, but the one who will be saying ana laha is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will say, come to me, I will take you to Jannah. And you know, in this blessed Silsila, the blessed footsteps of Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat himself, you know, we haven't even touched upon his blessed poetry. One beautiful verse of his poetry comes to mind. Aaj le un ki pana, aaj madad maang unse. Phir na maanenge, qiyamat mein agar maana gaya. What does this mean? The summary of this. Aaj le un ki pana, today take the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept him. Aaj madad maang unse. Ya Rasulullah, help us. Everybody together. Ya Rasulullah, help us. Ya Rasulullah, aid us. Ya Rasulullah, forgive us. Ya Rasulullah, take us to Jannah on the day of judgment. Phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maana gaya. On the day of judgment, if you didn't accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wholeheartedly in this world, if you didn't follow his sunnah, if you didn't ask him for help, if you didn't send salawat upon him, then on the day of judgment, he won't recognize you. On the day of judgment, what if he turns his blessed face away from you? Who is going to help you? Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your wife, your children, your grandparents, no matter how much of a ladla, how much of a favorite of the grandfather you are, he won't help you. He can't help you. I guarantee you on the day of judgment, he will be worried about himself. No matter how much of a daddy's girl you are, your father can't help you. No matter how much your mother loves you, son, your mom can't help you. Who can help you on the day of judgment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the condition is, aaj le un ki pana, aaj madad maang unse. Ask him today. Fear him, respect him, love him today. We should be very careful how we talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or when somebody is talking about him, are we listening carefully or not? We should be fearful of this. We shouldn't disrespect him even by accident. Ask for help from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, when we are asking help from Rasulullah, we are actually asking help from Allah. How so? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who granted all the keys of all the treasures, all the qualities, all the miracles of every prophet in a'la quality, in more azim and greater quality to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the owner and distributor of Jannah. And Ala Hazrat understood this. Ala Hazrat understood this. Ala Hazrat understood this. When are me and you going to understand this? What if on the day of judgment, he says, you never sent salawat upon me. So he turns his blessed face away from you. May Allah forgive us. May Allah enable us to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our hearts, with attention as well. You shouldn't be on the phone. You shouldn't be looking at the iPad or looking around the walls, cracking jokes. When we talk about the Prophet, we should listen properly. We shouldn't raise our voices in his blessed court. We should look down. We should sit in the attahiyat position. We should sit in the most respectable position you can. and listen attentively. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba, to another episode of this beautiful silsila, the Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat. We touched upon a little bit of poetry. Normally, everybody always talks about the poetry, and how could you not talk about the blessed poetry regarding the Aqeedah and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mastery in which he has described the etiquettes, he described the blessed walking, the talking, the blessed sitting of Rasulullah, the blessed features of Rasulullah, the blessed mu'jiza of Rasulullah, the blessed seerah of Rasulullah. How could one not talk about this? In this silsila, we have been trying to talk about the blessed life of Ala Hazrat. But alhamdulillah, just like we mentioned, aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maango unse, phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maana gaya. You know, we talked about some poetry, and I want to share with you some more poetry of Ala Hazrat today. But before that, inshallah, a few distinct qualities regarding the life of Ala Hazrat. We're going to go deeper into the karamat and the seerah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, this blessed personality. Some things that me and you can learn regarding Ala Hazrat, and we can implement in our own lives today. Let's make some intentions as well. We always make good intentions that we're going to deliver and listen for the sake of Allah, to please Rasulullah, to follow his blessed sunnah. But you know, whatever we learn regarding Ala Hazrat's blessed life, we are also going to compare ourselves with him, even though we know we can't be on his level. Compare us and our youth. How far away are we from him, or how close are we to him? How close are we to Jannah? How, mashallah, the blessed footsteps of Ala Hazrat are. Where are our footsteps taking us? Where are we going? Where's the trail of our footsteps leading us for our children, our youth today, for tomorrow? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. First thing I'd like to mention is Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, not only did he offer all his salah, but he used to do this in the masjid with takbir-e-ula, the first takbir in the masjid. This is a huge topic in itself. Like I've mentioned in the previous episodes, people got no time for namaz today. What's the situation? Is it because you don't know how to read namaz, or you do but you're just lazy? Which one is it? Either way, it's bad. We make time for everything. We send our children across the border. We send our children to America and the UK and all around the world, to the greatest universities that we know. We make these sacrifices. We're crying while we're sending our kids, but we don't send them 5 minutes down the road to the masjid. You see, our priorities are all over the place. Ala Hazrat, straight off the bat, he loved reading his namaz. He never missed, even up till his blessed demise. Ala Hazrat made his murideen, his khalifas, his deputies, the people who is given khilafat to, the people who are next in line after him, the most closest to him, he made them force him to perform wuzu on him, help him perform wuzu, and then send him, take him, carry him to the masjid, even at the blessed demise of Ala Hazrat. But today, we don't go to the masjid. On the Day of Judgment, the bridge of Sirat, Pul Sirat, this bridge is sharper than a sword and thinner than a strand of hair. And this bridge is a long bridge. Underneath this bridge is the fire of hell. Across this bridge is Jannah. Me and you have to cross this bridge. How are we going to do this? The Prophet ﷺ has given us multiple answers to this. One is, As-salatu alayya nurun ala sirat. Sending peace and blessings upon me is light for you on the pul sirat, on the bridge of sirat, on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. So you might be thinking, how do I cross a bridge that's sharper than a sword or thinner than a strand of hair? Brother, if we seek knowledge, then we're going to know. We can't just sit there and say, oh, I don't believe this, ma'adallah, I don't know how this is going to happen, or let shaitan attack you. You know, Iblis, shaitan, he sat with the angels for approximately 80,000 years. Our enemy, this is my and your enemy. The purpose of life is to praise Allah, to worship Allah, and to follow Rasulullah. Our enemy has knowledge up to more than 80,000 years. He sat with the angels. Could you imagine? We are not sitting with the angels for even a day or two. They can see us. We're not in their company. We are not learning or sitting with them or teaching them. Iblis sat with the angels for approximately 80,000 years. In the book Gharaib al-Quran, it's mentioned that he taught them for approximately 20,000 years. He did speeches, khutbah, sermons for 20,000 years. Hazrat, he did tawaf. He went around the arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, for approximately, in the same book it's mentioned, 14,000 years. Yet, his one mistake. Hazrat 14,000 years did tawaf on the arsh of Allah. 20,000 years gave lectures to the angels. 80,000 years he sat with them. In one of the skies, he had a title in every sky. In one of the skies, he was known as the Arif. In one of the skies, he was known as the Wali. Allahu Akbar. In one sky, he was known as the Abid, the worshipper. He was known for his worship. Yet, his no matter how much knowledge he had, he slipped up. He made a mistake. And he is a kafir, and he will go to the fire of hell forever and forever and forever. Me and you don't have any knowledge today. What knowledge do we have? We sit there high on our horses, thinking to ourselves that I'm okay. I'll become old and Baba Osa, we become an old man and we'll start acting upon the deen. There are so many cases today. I think you can share with me as well, sitting at home. There was one individual I know, approximately 14 years old, got stabbed and died on the spot. This was in UK. How many more should I tell you? A few individuals I know, there was one individual I know, 20 years old, speeding. There's so many vaqiyat, so many narrations regarding speeding in the UK. Crashed, died on the spot. One individual told me that in Dubai, there was a youngster riding his motorbike and he was speeding. And when he was speeding, the roads in Dubai, they're quite big, they're quite large. So the speed limit is quite quick, you could say, it's quite hefty. And this youngster who was speeding, when he sped, a car came from the left side and just tapped him. When he tapped this guy on the motorcycle, even though he had his whole safety gear on, he ended up being lifted from the ground many, many, many feet. And eventually when he stopped and the emergency services got to him, they said when he picked up his body was like a jelly. All his bones from head to toe were broken. Ma'adallah. That's why Amiri al-Islam says, we should ask for death with iman, with afiyah. Afiyah is very important. If you take something away from today's episode, always do dua, Ya Allah, grant us death with iman with afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us death with iman with afiyah. Ameen. Together, Ya Allah, grant us death with iman. Those who are watching, me, our families, our parents, our children, with afiyah. Grant us afiyah in this world and the next. Ameen. This was a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to ask for khair, barakat and afiyah in this world and the next. But where do we learn these things from? From the life of Ala Hazrat, subhanallah. It's also mentioned that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat naturally loved Zamzam more than any other drink. Today, we don't know what we're drinking. You know the expression, you are what you eat. You are what you drink. Today, there are people who are drinking things that are not halal. It might not be alcohol. There's a large portion of Muslims who are drinking alcohol. Outright clear haram, of course. But there are individuals who don't drink alcohol, but they are drinking drinks that are not halal. They are drinking drinks that have ingredients in there. They don't do no research. They don't do no checking. What did Ala Hazrat used to love? He used to love Zamzam water, subhanAllah. Where did Zamzam water come from? When Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha was running to find water for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam while he was a child, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and placed his heel by the blessed heel of Sayyidina Ismail and hit the ground. That's where Zamzam water came out. Zamzam water came through the blessings of an angel and a prophet of Allah. The scientists today, they say, when they use their equipment, scientific equipment to see and study Zamzam water, they say that Zamzam water is one of the best waters in the world. Subhanallah. We should all drink Zamzam water. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, it's also been mentioned regarding his books. I've mentioned before that he wrote approximately 1,000 books on different subjects. And a few of these subjects are as follows. You know, we mentioned regarding Fatawa Razaviya, that was one book, and that was a book to do with Islamic jurisprudence. You know, a fiqh book. A book which talks about the Sharia, the rulings of Islam. For example, namaz, zakat, taharat, purity. For example, you know, the moon sighting. For example, roze, zakat. For example, you know, you could say hajj, you know, the umrah. These kind of rulings. And miscellaneous rules as well. But these subjects are also included in the knowledge of Ala Hazrat. You know, we talked about the mashallah, the Ala Hazrat is a master in many sciences. Today, if me and you, if we sit down and we say, how much hadith do we know of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I'm not saying being a master. How many hadith do we know? Whoever's listening, whoever's watching, I really, 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 truly from the heart recommend a book for all of you. Attar's 40 Hadith, Arba'een. This is a book from Amiri al-Sunnat, our Sheikh, Sheikh Tariqat Amiri al-Sunnat, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, Dama Dhilluhu al-Ali. May his blessed shadow upon us be preserved, and mashallah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect him. He has written a beautiful book called Attar's 40 Hadith. And this is a compilation of 40 Hadith, 40 sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, if I ask you, or your children, your adults, your parents, the grandparents, how many hadith do me and you know off by heart? We say we love Jannah, we want to go to Jannah, everybody wants things, everybody wants to be a millionaire. Why is it only a few selected individuals are millionaires? They sacrificed their time, they made their mindset, they blocked out the noise of the world. They said, you know what, I don't care about the world. I don't care about the naysayers. I don't care about the haters. They're going to motivate me. I'm going to make you respect me. This is the mindset of, you know, a lot of millionaires today. They're very, you could say, paabund. They are excellent in time management. They do one task at a time and they give their full effort to that. We spend so much time on social media, on the TV, on our phones. We could be sitting, watching, learning hadith every single day. This is why I recommended this book. It's in Arabic and English, and a commentary has been written on every single hadith approximately. Please, dear viewers of Madhi Channel and respected elders, all of us and all our children should at least read and memorize the 40 hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through this book, Attar's 40 Hadith. Please make intention. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, it'll be very beneficial. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another aspect of the blessed life of Ala Hazrat I want to mention is that Ala Hazrat used to accept invitations from the poor. If the food was not according to his taste, he would never express it to the host. Rather, he would eat it happily. There's a few things that me and you learned today regarding this characteristic of Ala Hazrat. Firstly, today, we all, like I said, we want to, in the previous episodes, whoever has a social status, whoever has a good car or a nice house, we want to get to know them. You know, we have the mindset, we plan, we want to scratch my back, I scratch yours. We try to offer things to him so that he can offer you. We all want something of somebody. And Ala Hazrat wasn't like this. This is the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to accept the invitations of the poor. Today, if you know somebody who's poor and they invite you, we don't give tarjih to them. If somebody who's rich invites you and somebody who's poor invites you on the same day, whose house are you going to? The family sit together, the mom and dad, they sit together. The kids, they sit together and say, what's the point of going to his house? He's going to go jaini, he don't have anything. Ka faida, what's the benefit if we go to this poor man's house? Ah, but here, the rich man, he's got a nice house, got a nice car, rishta labi jasi, we might get a good rishta proposal for our children. Yeah, our children will be set forever. They've got businesses, they've got cars, they've got money. You know what Amiri al-Sunnat says? Da'wat Islami is being run by the poor individuals. They do it from the heart. They are clean from the heart. I'm not saying the rich are bad people. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted. The rich will give their money, but they won't give their time. Allah accept whatever money they're giving. Allah accept. But the poor are giving day and night all their time. They're giving majority of the hours. Work is not done through money. Work is done through manpower. Work is done through people, through their hands and feet. You have to sacrifice your time to make a masjid. You have to sacrifice your time to learn the knowledge of Islam. Ala Hazrat, you know, he never rejected the invitations of the poor. Amiri al-Sunnat, you know, it's amazing how Amiri al-Sunnat, all these blessed individuals, their biographies, whichever biography you pick up of any individual, they're all, mashallah, the same. In actual fact, they're all the same. They follow the one religion of Islam. They follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amiri al-Sunnat, he says himself many a time that the amount of janaza, he never looked at who's rich and who's poor. Whenever I used to find out that somebody has passed away, I used to go for ta'ziyat. I used to go for, you know, the puri, the gathering which takes place in the masjid, in the home, for 3 days approximately, of the people's loved ones who have passed away. He says, I used to go to those people, and I used to give salam, I used to give them words of advice, words of wisdom, you know, madni pools, try to build a masjid, come towards Islam, change your life, look, these are lessons for me and you. Ala Hazrat is the same. Ala Hazrat, in fact, not only did he used to accept the invitations, you know, people say, you know, the food over there is rubbish of the poor, but the food of the rich, we're going to have chocolate fountains, and we're going to have pizzas, and we're going to have the latest chips and all this kind of stuff. Gold bars and all this kind of stuff. Remember, what if Allah puts the barakat in the food of the poor individuals? You are what you eat. What if the people who are rich have no knowledge of Islam? These are the things we need to look at. Ala Hazrat would not only, mashallah, if he didn't like the taste of the food, not only would he stay quiet and not express it to the host, he would eat it happily, not making them feel that he is upset or the food isn't good. This is a quality of the awliya. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow this. One, this beautiful life of Allah Hazrat, this beautiful Madri Pool, honestly, it touches the heart. If you truly want to be good, if you want to follow the way of Rasulullah, you want to be clean from the heart, try to act upon this. Not only go to the house of the poor, but whenever you eat food, even your mother's food, even your daughter-in-law's food, even your daughter's food, even your mother-in-law's food, if you go to somebody's house and you don't like the food, don't mention it to them. This is not a good quality. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza's